Good evening. This is Akashvani and I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says path to Viksit Bharat lies in the unity of the people, unveils a 77-foot bronze statue of Prabhu Sri Ram at Parthagali in Kanakona, Goa. President Draupadi Murmu asserts that youth are custodians of India's civilizational legacy. India signs 7,900 crore rupees deal with United States for MH-60R Navy helicopter support. India's GDP soars 8.2% growth in second quarter of current financial year. Prime Minister hails pro-growth policies and reforms. A star-lit closing ceremony of the 56th edition of the International Film Festival of India is going on. Vietnamese film Skin of Youth has bagged the Golden Peacock Award. In Sri Lanka, 61 people lost lives due to Cyclone Dithwa. India sends aid under Operation Sagar Bandhu. And in badminton, Indian shuttler Tanvi Sharma advances into semi-finals of the Syed Modi International Badminton Tournament in Lucknow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the path to Viksit Bharat lies in the unity of the people. The Prime Minister noted that despite facing many difficult situations, Goa not only preserved its original culture, but also rejuvenated it over time. Addressing a gathering of devotees at the Sharda Panch Shat Manotsav of Sri Sanstan Gokarna Parthagali Jivottam Mutt near Kanakona, Goa, he lauded the historic monastery for its enduring contribution to society, calling it a foundation stone for upholding values that will continue to inspire future generations.
आज जब इस पवित्र मठ के 550 वर्ष पूरे हो रहे हैं तब हम इतिहास का उत्सव मनाने के साथ ही भविष्य की दिशा भी तय कर रहे हैं विकसित भारत का रास्ता एकता से होकर जाता है जब समाज जुड़ता है जब हर क्षेत्र हर वर्ग एक साथ खड़ा होता है तभी राष्ट्र बड़ी छलांग लगाता है श्री संस्थान गोकर्ण पर्तगाली जीवोत्तम मठ का प्रमुख ध्येय लोगों को जोड़ना मन को जोड़ना परंपरा और आधुनिकता के बीच सेतु बनना है इसलिए विकसित भारत की यात्रा में ये मठ एक प्रमुख प्रेरणा केंद्र की भूमिका में भी है
Mr. Modi said the institution has safeguarded not only faith but also humanity and culture.
Parthagali Math jaise sansthanon ka bahut bada yogdan raha hai. Bharat ek adbhut sanskrutik punarjagran ka sakshi ban raha hai. Ayodhya mein Ram Mandir ka punarsthapan, Kashi Vishwanath Dham ka bhavya punaruddhar aur Ujjain mein Mahakal Mahalok ka vistar, ye sab hamare rashtra ki us jagrukta ko prakat karte hain jo apni aadhyatmik dharohar ko nayi shakti ke saath ubhar rahi hai. रामायण सर्किट कृष्ण सर्किट गया जी के विकास कार्य और कुंभ मेले का अभूतपूर्व प्रबंधन ये सभी उदाहरण बताते हैं कि आज का भारत अपनी सांस्कृतिक पहचान को नए संकल्प और नए आत्मविश्वास के साथ आगे बढ़ा रहा है
The Prime Minister unveiled a 77-foot bronze statue of Prabhu Sri Ram at Parthagali. He also inaugurated a new Ramayan theme park garden and a 10,000 square foot museum dedicated to Lord Ram developed as part of the celebrations. Mr. Modi further released a special postal stamp and a commemorative coin before addressing the gathering. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has sought citizens' commitment to 9 resolutions dedicated to the national cause. Addressing the devotees of Sri Krishna Math in Udupi today, he sought the support of seers, devotees and citizens to conserve water and rivers, be part of Ek Per Ma Ke Naam, uplift at least one poor person from poverty and encourage Swadeshi movement for safeguarding our economy and our entrepreneurs.
पहला संकल्प होना चाहिए कि हमें जल संरक्षण करना है दूसरा संकल्प होना चाहिए कि हम पेड़ लगाएंगे तीसरा संकल्प कि हम देश के कम एक गरीब का जीवन सुधारने का प्रयास करें चौथा संकल्प स्वदेशी का विचार होना चाहिए पांचवें संकल्प के रूप में हमें नेचुरल फार्मिंग को बढ़ावा देना है हमारा छठा संकल्प होना चाहिए कि हम हेल्दी लाइफस्टाइल को अपनाएंगे हमारा सातवां संकल्प ये हो कि हम योग को अपनाएं इसे जीवन का हिस्सा बनाएं आठवां संकल्प मैन्युस्क्रिप्ट्स पांडुलिपियों के संरक्षण में सहयोग करें आप नौवां संकल्प लें कि हम कम से कम देश के 25 ऐसे स्थानों का दर्शन करेंगे जो हमारी विरासत से जुड़े हैं
Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Raipur this evening to participate in the All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police being held in Chhattisgarh. The three-day conference commenced today at the Indian Institute of Management in Nava Raipur. The Prime Minister will preside over various sessions of the conference scheduled on the 29th and 30th of November. President Draupadi Murmu today said that youth of the nation are the architects of the country's future and the guardians of its great cultural and civilizational traditions. She expressed confidence that the youth will devote themselves to the development of the nation. The President graced the closing ceremony of the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of Bharat Scouts and Guides and addressed his 19th National Jamboree at Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh. The President said it is a matter of pride that Bharat Scouts and Guides has been guiding the youth and inspiring them to become active participants in nation building. She highlighted that for achieving the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047, youth of the country should make efforts.
Scouts and Guides ka aadar se baakyo hai, tayar raho. Iska arth hai ki aapko bhavishya mein aane wali sabhi chunautiyon ka samna karne ke liye tayar rehna hai. Aapko apne andar wo kshamata viksit karni hai jisse samay aane par kisi bhi chunautiyon ka bina ghabraye drudhata se aatmavishwas ke sath samna kiya ja sake.
The Defence Minister today signed letters of offer and acceptance LOAs with the United States to secure sustainment support for the Indian Navy's fleet of MH-60R helicopters. The deal is worth more than 7,900 crore rupees and was formalized in New Delhi under the Foreign Military Sales Programme. The Ministry said the sustainment package includes provisioning of spare parts, product support, technical assistance, training, component repair and replenishment, and the establishment of intermediate level component repair and periodic maintenance and inspection facilities in India. The country's gross domestic product GDP registered a robust 8.2% growth in the second quarter of the current financial year, driven by strong performance in the manufacturing, secondary and tertiary sectors. GDP growth in the second quarter was higher than the 7.8% recorded in the first quarter of the current financial year and the 5.6% seen in the corresponding period last year. The country's nominal GDP grew by 8.7% in the second quarter of this financial year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the 8.2% GDP growth in the second quarter of the current financial year. In a social media post, Mr. Modi termed the growth as encouraging and said that it reflects the impact of government's pro-growth policies and reforms. He added that it also reflects the hard work and enterprise of the country's people. The Prime Minister asserted that the government will continue to advance reforms and strengthen ease of living for every citizen. The government has convened an all-party meeting on Sunday ahead of the winter session of Parliament beginning Monday. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju will meet the floor leaders of political parties of both the houses in Parliament in the meeting. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha during the session. The winter session will be held from the 1st of next month to the 19th of December. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The 56th International Film Festival of India concluded in Goa with a glittering awards ceremony that honoured cinematic brilliance from across the world, marking a memorable finale to this year's celebration of films. Vietnamese film Skin of Youth has bagged the Golden Peacock Award, directed by Ashley Mayfair. Our correspondent joins us live from the ceremony. Saira, please tell us more from there.
Yes, Abhishek, the wait is finally over. Golden Peacock Award has been bagged by Ashley Mayfair's Skin of Youth. The Vietnamese drama, it follows precarious lives of San and Nam and the struggle for love and identity in the Saigon of the year 1990s. And yes, Abhishek, it's a turbulent romance that explores the boundaries of humanity. You can hear there's a lot of commotion going on because a lot of cultural performances are happening right now, right after the Golden Peacock Award was announced. The Silver Peacock went to Best Director of a Feature Film has been backed by Santosh Davakar's for Gondhal. And meanwhile, Akinola Davies Jr. won the Special Jury Award for his movie My Father's Shadow. also, Upima Rios bagged the award for Best Actor Male, while Hara Sophia Ostan won the Best Actor Female for Little Trouble Girls. Silver Peacock for Best Debut Feature Film was jointly awarded to Hisham Farahman's My Daughter's Hair and Toyne Spiel's Frank. So, Abhishek, you can hear in the background that the audience is absolutely thrilled and ecstatic right now. The mood at the closing ceremony is filled with excitement. Back to you, Abhishek.
Right. Thank you, Saira, for that live update from IFFI Goa. Well, moving on, Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, today said that the 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI, has been successful in empowering women and young creators. Addressing the IFFI closing ceremony in Panaji, Goa, the minister said that 50 films by women directors were screened at the film festival in a strong step towards empowerment and inclusivity. He also noted that the Waves Film Bazaar brought more than 1,050 crore rupees investment, which is more than double of the 400 crore rupees investment last year. Dr. Murugan further said that IFFI bridged the gap between India and the world.
Every year IFFI is getting new flavors. It's enhancing the festival we are witnessing. And we will see the festival motives to promote our Indian cinema to the global. This IFFI is giving a platform to the young cinema producers to take up them to the global level.
India Today commenced Operation Sagar Bandhu, aimed at providing relief materials and vital humanitarian assistance and disaster relief support to the cyclone Dithwa hit Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka has been dealing with a natural calamity for the past few days, killing 61 people and leaving 25 missing in the island nation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said India has initiated Operation Sagar Bandhu in the wake of Cyclone Dithwa. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that INS Vikrant and INS Udaygiri have handed over relief material at Colombo. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed condolences to the people of Sri Lanka who lost their loved ones due to Cyclone Dithwa. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished for the safety, comfort and swift recovery of all affected families. He said that India has urgently dispatched relief materials and vital humanitarian assistance and disaster relief support under Operation Sagar Bandhu in solidarity with its closest maritime neighbour. Cyclonic storm Dithwa over coastal Sri Lanka is moving at a slow pace of 3 kilometres per hour during the last 6 hours. It is located 300 kilometres south-southeast of Karaikal, 410 kilometres from Puducherry and 510 kilometres away from Chennai. The forecast says that it is very likely to move towards north-northwestwards across Sri Lanka and reach over southwest Bay of Bengal near north Tamil Nadu and south Andhra coast by early morning of 30th of this month. People living in the low-lying areas have been shifted to safer places. The Election Commission today said more than 50 crore 68 lakh enumeration forms have been distributed among electors since the launch of the special intensive revision SIR Phase 2. It is 99.43% of nearly 51 crore electors to be covered in this phase. The second phase of SIR of electoral rolls has commenced on the 4th of this month in 9 states and 3 union territories. In badminton, Indian shuttler Tanvi Sharma advanced into the semi-finals of the Syed Modi International Badminton Tournament in Lucknow today. The 16-year-old defeated Sin Yan Happy Law of Hong Kong by 21-13, 21-19 in the quarterfinals. This win followed by a massive upset in the second round against the former world champion Nozomi Okuhara. Following her, Unnati Hooda also reached the semi-finals with a 3-game 21-15, 13-21, 21-16 win against Rakshita Ramraj in an all-Indian quarterfinal. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says path to Viksit Bharat lies in the unity of the people, unveils the 77-foot bronze statue of Prabhu Sri Ram at Parthagali in Kanakona, Goa. President Draupadi Murmu asserts that youth are custodians of India's civilizational legacy. India signs 7,900 crore rupees deal with United States for MH-60R Navy helicopter support. India's GDP soars 8.2% growth in the second quarter of the current financial year. Prime Minister hails pro-growth policies and reforms. 56th International Film Festival of India concludes in Goa with a glittering award ceremony that honoured cinematic brilliance from across the world. In Sri Lanka, 61 people lost lives due to Cyclone Dithwa. India sends aid under Operation Sagar Bandhu. And in badminton, Indian shuttler Tanvi Sharma advances into the semi-finals of the Syed Modi International Badminton Tournament in Lucknow. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.